These are two houses. The one on the left-hand side is from Janesville, called the Woodland. And the one on the right-hand side is the Americus. And you can see that they both use these very particular porch posts that were a Sears designed, specialty designed porch posts. So when they were assembling these kits, when you placed your order, they'd go through the millwork warehouse and they'd say, okay, we need two of these windows. We need four of these porch posts. We need three of these doors. And they'd just go through and fill the order from the kit of parts. And then if somebody ordered a different house, that packing list would change. It's kind of like buying from Amazon and they're packing it all in one box. Kind of like the same thing. And over two dozen plans featured this particular porch post. So they had over two dozen designs that used that one particular element. Most house designs were only offered for a few years before being replaced by newer designs. But an exception are some perennially popular designs like the Wesley, which debuted in the Sears catalog in 1912 and lasted till 1940. So it was a very popular design. And here are some Wesleys here. As we're looking at these, the one on the top left is in Ripon, Wisconsin. The bottom left is one that's also in Ripon, Wisconsin. They're actually just a few blocks from each other. And the one on the bottom right-hand side is here in Madison. It's on Baldwin Street near Tenney Park. You can actually see it from the park. But not all their houses were ordinary designs. This is a Sears house that was built in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And the catalog name for this was the Osborne. And when my son was born, this is a true story. When my son was born, my wife's like, what should we call him? And I said, how about if we call him Osborne? Which is the true story of how he came to be called Nick. And I'm going to read you something from the catalog text, the ad copy for the Osborne, because they promoted these things by describing them in marketing language. Bungalow authorities agree that this type of architecture has come to stay. They claim that as years go by, the bungalow will be even more in demand than at the present time. And should one wish to sell, he will have little difficulty in finding a buyer. Resale value. While the Osborne is neither extreme nor extravagant, it has all of the earmarks of a cozy, well-planned and artistic house. And this was quite a popular model for Sears. It's somewhat odd as this house looks. It has a very Japanese look to the design, the way the roof kicks up at the peak, at the tip of it, and the way the porch posts are cross-stacked are elements taken out of Japanese architecture. And you can see these houses all over Wisconsin. I've documented 15 of these so far in Wisconsin, and I'm sure there are probably more hiding out there as well. And Sears houses came in all sizes for all different clientele. This is one of the smallest ones that I ever discovered. I was actually stunned when I came down the street to see that a house as small as this has not been modernized. They changed the siding in the 40s, but other than that, the house is completely intact. The design of this one was called the Fairy. So they produced these very modest houses, just like Aladdin Homes Company did, but they also supplied more large, more pretentious houses as well.